may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. So a profound scene of motherhood stands out in my mind when our children were very young. The kids had seemingly pulled out every toy, and there sat Susan dutifully sitting in the middle of chaos, surrounded by children, picking up toys and trying to put them back. I'd walked by without her or the children noticing. I paused as I heard one child crying. Another at that moment was pulling toys out as fast as Susan could put them up. One of my sons was annoyingly flicking a piece of loose wood on a chair. It was one of those monotonous, irritatingly repetitive actions that kids figure out how to do. Sounds and actions over and over again as though they're waiting for our sanity to slip and yell at them, "Stop!" The sound was driving me crazy. It was not irritating my wife at all. She was too busy trying to help all the children at once. Just watching, I was going crazy as I was about to scream for my kid, "Stop!" And all of a sudden he did and calmly asked Susan a question out of nowhere. "Mom, do army ants like navy beans?" Nonchalantly, as though questions like that were the norm, my wife said, "I don't know, dear, but I think ants are too small to be in the army." That was a Holy Spirit answer. So my son looked at her and said, "Okay," as though that was the perfect answer. And indeed it was for that moment. As I continued to pass by after seeing and hearing these, what I later realized were extraordinary moments, it occurred to me that my wife's life was filled with countless little events of resolving unbelievably difficult situations and answering impossible questions. And yet her role as mother involved bringing life while going totally unnoticed. What struck me the most for the first time was the remarkable contribution that was totally unseen. Contribution of patience and kindness and insight done every day. And yet if I hadn't seen what happened that day, I only coincidentally happened to see it, the profoundness of the moment would have gone totally unnoticed. It would have been invisible. I stumbled across an author who noticed something he read in the New York Times long ago. He said, "Once the New York Times was asked to help a group of club women decide on the 12 greatest women in the United States at the time. After due consideration, the editors replied, 'The 12 greatest women in the United States are women who have never been heard of outside of their own homes.'" The reality of motherhood is so essential for the life of the world, it can pass by us invisibly. The same can happen with the story of motherhood in the Bible. God, whether we realize it or not, uses motherhood to save the world. Do we see it? Shortly after the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, were placed in an idyllic context, they listened to the voice of Satan in the form of a serpent. They disobeyed God, plunging the world into sin and death. Yet even in this, God was merciful. He issued the greatest promise in the entire Bible that concerned actually the future of motherhood. It's called the first gospel by theologians, Proto-Evangelion. The Lord declares to the serpent in Genesis 3:15 the following words: "A and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he, meaning her seed, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In a sense, that verse tells the entire story of the Bible. If you get that verse, you got the whole message of the Bible. And everything that happens from that point on. From this first woman would eventually come a man who would crush the head of the serpent. And in the process, he would be bruised. This is indeed what came to fulfillment on the cross. The hill on which Jesus was crucified was called the place of the skull. It was like a head. And when the cross was stuck into the ground of that skull-like hill, Genesis 3:15 was literally fulfilled. Satan's head was crushed with the heel of Jesus on the cross. He was the very descendant of that first woman, that first mother, about whom God revealed the greatest promise in the Bible. On this day of celebrating motherhood, we should not miss this important role of the office of mother. In a very real sense, motherhood is instrumental in the salvation of the world. It is significant that in the Hebrew language of the Old Testament, the word for compassion comes from the word womb. An act of compassion, therefore, births newness for someone. Call it a second chance. From the womb comes the compassion of God into the world. God chose to use woman to give humanity a second chance. This was the supreme act of mercy on humanity through motherhood. Throughout the Bible, we see this role of motherhood play out time and time again. Mothers are always birthing second chances in the Bible. She carries the life that saves. That's the story throughout Scripture. Role of woman is a carrier of life. It's so profound that it nearly passes by us invisibly. Once, for example, Pharaoh of Egypt ordered all the Hebrew males to be thrown into the Nile River. Moses' mother secretly hid her son for 3 months. When she could not conceal him anymore, she quietly fashioned a little boat, working behind the scenes in places where no one but God could see. She sailed her son down the river in hope that he would be saved. In the providence of God, Pharaoh's own daughter found the child. Although she didn't give actual birth to this child, she too participated in the motherhood of saving Moses. She lived into the role of motherhood by saving the future deliverer of Israel. The child she found was, of course, Moses, who would later grow up, part the Red Sea, and lead Israel to the salvation of God. Without these mothers, though, Israel could have never been saved. So it is with the salvation of the world. Ultimately, Mary became the mother of Jesus Christ. Without her, the world would not have been saved. There's an old Spanish proverb that says, an ounce of mother is worth a ton of priest. Maybe you can gain a sense of the insight understanding the role of mother in the Holy Scriptures. In light of the first gospel given to Eve, let us therefore appreciate not only our own mothers, rightfully so, in a special way on this day, but let us realize even more than ever the place of motherhood in the salvation of the world. God brought the Savior to us through the faithfulness of His blessed mother. Let mother's role and work therefore not be invisible. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."